ever been tempted to give up on love, to give up on a relationship, to say, nah, that's it, I've had enough, and just walk away? I wonder where we'd be, you and I, if Jesus did that to us. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and it's just fabulous to be back with you again as we take a look at the endurance of love from a different perspective. And do stay tuned, because in just a few minutes, I'll be telling you about the powerful prayer that could be coming your way to help you through whatever you happen to be dealing with in your life just at the moment. So over the past few weeks, we've been talking about love, L-O-V-E, the one topic that more songs have been written about and crooned over than any other subject. I'm pretty sure that you can think of your top three favourite love songs of all time. For me, it's Sinead O'Connor, Nothing Compares to You, Roberta Flack, The First Time Ever I Saw Your Face, and Elvis Presley, Love Me Tender. There are thousands, dare I say, tens of thousands of love songs out there. I wonder which one's your favourite. There's something so beautiful, so wondrous about love, isn't there? To love and to be loved, I just don't think there's anything that tops that. To have that connection with someone where something good happens in your life, you can't wait to pick up the phone and share that. When something bad happens, you can't wait to share that with them too. It's that deep connection, that bond. That's what makes the world go round, right? But as many love songs that there are out there are also plenty of love lost songs. James Blunt's Goodbye My Lover, I think, is one of the most touching ones on the planet. If you haven't heard it, have a listen. There's a great tragedy when a relationship of great love is broken. We talked recently on the program about the divorce statistics, but behind each statistic, behind each divorce, lies incredible tragedy, the deep hurt of a broken relationship. It's interesting what Jesus said about the marriage relationship as he quotes the book of Genesis, Matthew chapter 19, verses 3-6. Some Pharisees came to him to test him, and they said, "Is it lawful for a man to divorce his wife for any cause?" Jesus answered, "Have you not read that the one who made them at the very beginning made them male and female, and said, 'For this reason, a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh?' So they are no longer two, but one flesh. Therefore, what God has joined together, let no one separate." It's this idea that when a man marries a woman, they become one flesh, they become one unit in a relationship of love and intimacy that mirrors the relationship between God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. And when you tear apart what God has joined together, it is the most incredibly painful thing that you could ever imagine. We're talking in this series about love, what love is. In fact, that's the name of the series, Love Is. Because love is so much more than romantic crooning of love songs. Love is so much more than romance and sex, as wonderful and as essential as those things are in a marriage relationship. Love goes much wider than marriage, to family and yes, to friends. You and I can show love to a work colleague, to a neighbour, to a member of our local soccer club. Love has a place in every relationship. Yesterday on the program, we took a look at one of the most power-packed verses in the Bible. It's a verse that punches way above its weight, way above the very few words that it uses. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 7. "Love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, and endures all things." It talks about a love that doesn't give up, a love that bears all things, believes and hopes all things, and above all, endures all things, as much as that endurance always hurts. At this point, I want to take a look at the three types of love spoken about in the New Testament. There are three Greek words used for love. The first one is eros, from which we get the word erotic. It speaks of physical intimacy and sexual love. The second one is phileo, from which we get words like filial. It speaks of the love between friends or siblings. And the third one is the word agape, or agape, however you'd like to say it. Now, I want to take you to a very clear definition of what this word agape actually means, because that's the word used here in 1 Corinthians chapter 13. That's the sort of love that we're talking about here. Agape is selfless, sacrificial, unconditional love. It's the highest of the three types of love spoken about in the New Testament. It perfectly describes the love of God, the love he has for us, by sending Jesus to that cross to pay for our sin so that we could have a new life, a resurrection life, being born again to live with him for all eternity. Selfless, sacrificial, unconditional love. That's powerful, isn't it? And the very next verse after 1 Corinthians 13, verse 7 that we just read, seals the deal in terms of what that sort of love means. Love never ends. It's so easy to want to give up on love when the going gets tough, when love stops being a feeling and becomes a tough decision that we have to make every day. It's easy to love someone when the going's good. Then being nice to us, they respond to us, they treat us the way we want to be treated. That's easy. But that's not the way that love is all the time. Imperfect people, which is pretty much, well, now let me see, that would be 100% of the people out there. Imperfect people are so hard to love. We so want to give up loving them sometimes. We start by hardening our hearts against them to protect ourselves. Then we start by reliving their faults over and over again in our minds, which only hardens our hearts more. Then we start imagining, no, it's more than that. It's dreaming about a life without them. Then, sadly, people just walk away from that love. But God's love never ends. And that's the sort of love that he's calling you and me to. The sort that bears all things, hopes all things, believes all things, and endures all things. The sort of love that never, ever, ever ends no matter what. I don't know, but my hunch is that there's a relationship in your life right now, a relationship that's supposed to be filled with love that you may want to walk away from, a relationship where you're fed up and you've just had enough, where you've lost hope. And it's right into that situation that I believe the Lord is speaking today, right into that difficult place. I just believe with all my heart that he's wanting to write these words onto your heart. Love never ends. Don't give up. How many times have you had to go to God and ask for his forgiveness through what Jesus did for you? Has he ever not forgiven you? Has he ever said to you, "No, that's it. I've had enough of you. You've just hurt me one too many times. I don't think you're ever going to change. I don't think I can put up with you anymore. I've just had enough of you. I'm out of here." Has he ever said that to you? No. Every time you turn back to him, he rejoices like the father of the prodigal son who returned. When the prodigal son came to his senses, Luke chapter 15, verse 20, he set off and went to his father, but while he was still far off, his father saw him and was filled with compassion and ran out and threw his arms around him and kissed him. That's God's love for you. That's what it looks like. And it's that same love that his Holy Spirit would pour into your heart for the people around you. So when the person you love hurts you, offends you, disappoints you, it won't feel anymore like it's about you. Instead, the love of God for that person will ache in your heart. The same love that God has for you will be the love, the unconditional love, the never-ending love with which you love them. The love that never ends. Before I go, I'd just like to remind you that if you have a prayer need, we would love to pray for you. Listen, the only sort of prayer that the Bible teaches about is the sort that has powerful results. Just let that sink in. The only sort of prayer that the Bible teaches about is the sort that has powerful results. So if you'd like us to pray with you, in fact, if you'd like our whole prayer community to pray with you, stop by online at powerfulprayer.org to share your prayer request. It's completely confidential. Your name won't be displayed. And in fact, while you're there, perhaps you could pray for one or two others and leave them an encouraging word as well. The Bible says that the prayer of the righteous is powerful and effective. So let us pray for you and with you. And let's just see what God does, how he intervenes, how he chooses to bless you. That web address again is powerfulprayer.org. I'm Bernie Dimet. I'll catch you again same time tomorrow with a different perspective.